the worst stuff is the Chinese. Being an agent, being an unregistered agent, very important from a legal perspective. An unregistered agent for people with known affiliations to the Chinese Communist
Party. CCP.
And I read about that. The China section, the China subsection, is 70 pages. So
I agree with you. I think that is the most horrifying. Yeah, China is our adversary.
Crimes. Yes.
And Hunter Biden is really an agent for them.
Absolutely.
He's representing the CCP, the most cruel regime on the planet. They enslave their own citizens. And I believe that Joe Biden is an agent for the CCP. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that he has allegiance to our country, our flag, and our people. When you see the money that he and his family have taken, there's nothing short of that. That's just treasonous.
We've been trying to identify what specific policy changes did Joe Biden make, or was Joe Biden behind to understand why he was paid and his family was paid these $20+ million, although Nancy Mace told me it's up to $50 million.
Well, Maria, you're absolutely right. Well, we know policy changes were made. Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, withheld $1 billion in USAID to Ukraine to get the Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. And then I would argue that we're in a war in Ukraine in a proxy war with Russia today. Why? Because the Bidens are on the hook. He couldn't say no to Zelensky, and he still can't say no to Zelensky. These are the types of dangerous policy decisions that this leader has made, and he's lied about them. He lied about 9/11 just last week, and if he lies about that, he will lie about anything.
Krista, wait a minute. Wait. Could I say one thing? Look at all the lies he's told over the last couple of weeks. He said he was at the World Trade Center, and he wasn't. He said he flew airplanes, right? He didn't. He said he drove trucks. And he didn't. Everything he says is like a lie. It's terrible.
Mr. President,
his handicap in golf. He said he's a six. He's not a six.
I want to stay focused on you for the purposes of this interview, okay? Because it's important that
you go to bed at night. Do you worry about going to jail?
No, I don't really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess, because I have had people come up to me and say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I don't even think about it. These are corrupt people that I'm dealing with. They're destroying our country. I don't even think about it. All I think about is making the country great, making America great. Look, these are political, these are banana republic indictments. These are third world indictments.
You know it, and I know it. Joe doesn't know he's alive.
Because Biden doesn't know he's alive.
Biden doesn't know. I mean, he doesn't know he's alive.
Now, I have to tell you, he's a different guy. He looks different than he used to. He acts different than he used to. He's even slower than he used to be. So I don't know. But I call him 1% Joe. Joe Biden is a dummy.
It's not him.
He's a puppet.
He does. He's a puppet. He is.
30 by 30 agenda is an international agenda to permanently protect 30% of the world's lands and oceans by 2030. So this is land that we don't get to use. In America, Biden implemented this 6 days after coming into office. Congress has authorized the federal government to spend $900 million every year, half of which has to be spent on private land acquisitions. That's kind of scary because in this country, we're already at a place where the government, local, state, and federal, own 40% of our land. If they can accomplish 30 by 30, then they're well on their way to accomplishing the Half Earth Agenda. So that's 50 by 50. They are interested in total control of the land because if they control the land, they can control the people.
Why, as the Dutch government, a guy called Rutte, the Prime Minister, completely owned by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, why is the second biggest exporter of food in the world is targeting farmers to destroy them and get them off the land, which is where at a time of food shortages and supply chain problems, you are targeting the second biggest exporter of food in the bloody world to destroy its farming base. Why are you doing that? If people depend on you for what's left of the food, you control them. Where food is abundant and cheap and abundant, you do not control them. Scarcity equals dependency equals control. And that's why they're targeting the food chain, they're targeting the energy supply, they're targeting.
Protect your family's hard-earned savings from Bidenflation and the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. The Fed's fiat currency is monopoly money. Top experts agree gold and silver will both break all-time highs as the dollar continues to free fall. Call Jack and his team at the Patriot Gold Group today, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian sent you and get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. And remember, when you support Christian Patriot News advertisers, you're supporting me and my beautiful wife and our work as digital soldiers sharing truth far and wide.
We've caught them all.
Your lawyers in your own administration and on your campaign told you that after you'd lost more than 60 legal challenges that it was over. Why did you ignore them and decide to listen to a new outside group?
Because I didn't respect them.
You'd hired
lawyers,
them.
Sure, but that doesn't mean, you know, you hire them, you never met these people, you get a recommendation, they turn out to be rhinos or they turn out to be not so good. In many cases, I didn't respect them, but I did respect others. I respected many others that said the election was rigged.
You called some of your outside lawyers. You said they had crazy theories. Why were you listening to them? Were you listening to them because they were telling you what you wanted to hear?
You know who I listened to myself? I saw what happened. I watched that election, and I thought the election was over at 10 o'clock in the evening.
You were listening to your instincts.
My instincts are a big part of it. That's been the thing that's gotten me to where I am, my instincts. But I also listened to people. There are many lawyers. I could give you many books There are books that are written on how the election was rigged. There are numerous books that were written on how the election was
rigged.
Just
to be clear, were you listening to your lawyer's advice or were you listening to your own instincts?
I was listening to different people, and when I added it all up, the election was rigged. There are books
that are
written.
Were you calling the shots, though?
In fact, Molly Hemingway wrote a great book.
But were you calling the shots, ultimately?
Excuse me. Molly Hemingway, mm-hmm. who's highly respected and great, she wrote a best-selling book called Rigged.
Were you calling the shots, though, Mr. President, ultimately?
As to whether or not I believed it was rigged? Oh, sure. It was my decision. But I listened to some people. Some people said that. Like guys like Bill Barr, he was a stiff, but he wasn't there at the time. But he didn't do his job because he was afraid. You know what he was afraid of? He was afraid of being impeached. He was petrified to be impeached. And how do you not get impeached? Don't do anything.
Start with a virus imported into America. Talk about it nonstop. Call some governors. Not them. That's your guys. Put patients into nursing homes. Tell thousands. Blame the president. Keep blaming. Blame some more. Lock down small business. Kill the economy. Push mail-in voting. Stoke a race war. Call for riots. Pick a candidate. No, not her. Yeah, that's more like it. Lock him in his basement. Shield him from the press. Don't cover this. Keep doing that. Ignore the economic recovery. Downplay the world peace. Pump the polls. Pump. Don't stop pumping. Install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened. Stealing the most powerful republic in the world. It's that easy.
Fulton County were counted more than once.
I bet he took New York and carried California as well. He's done it twice before, and he's gonna win again for the third time in 2024. Trump won and you know it. Trump won. It's true. Trump won and you know it.
So if you were in charge of NATO, if you were, say, Joe Biden, what would your next move be in the war in Ukraine? What would you do?
Peace, immediately. Call back Trump. That's the only way out.
Call back Trump.
Call back Trump. Because, you know, you can criticize him for many reasons. I understand all the discussion. But, you know, the best foreign policy of the recent several decades belonged to him. He did not initiate any new war.
Yes.
He treated nicely the North Koreans and Russia, even the Chinese, you know. He delivered a policy which was the best one for Middle East, Abraham Accords.
Yes.
So that was a very good foreign policy. He's criticized that he's not educated enough to understand the world. But this is not the case. Facts count. And his foreign policy was the best one for the world in the last several decades I have seen. And if he would have been the president at the moment of the Russian invasion started, no, it would be not possible to do that by the Russians. So Trump is the man who can save the Western world and probably the human beings in the globe as well. That's my...
Check out this graph. The dark blue line represents the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. The gold line represents the increasing value of gold. The dollar has lost 98.2% of its purchasing power since 1900. Gold has increased 53.9 times in value during that time. Protect your hard-earned savings by investing in gold and silver. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian Patriot News referred you, and they'll take terrific care of you. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Now, this isn't the usual type of video we make on this channel where we critique, attack, and undermine the news in all its corruption, because in this story, I am the news. I've received two extremely disturbing letters, or a letter and an email, one from a mainstream media TV company, one from a newspaper, listing a litany of extremely egregious and aggressive attacks, as well as some pretty stupid stuff, like my community festival should be stopped, that I shouldn't be able to attack mainstream media narratives on this channel. But amidst this litany of astonishing, rather baroque attacks are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent. And I'm being transparent about it now as well. And to see that transparency metastasized into something criminal that I absolutely deny makes me question, is there another agenda at play? Particularly when we've seen coordinated media attacks before, like with Joe Rogan, when he dared to take a medicine that the mainstream media didn't approve of. And we saw a spate of headlines from media outlets across the world using the same language. I'm aware that you guys have been saying in the comments for a while, watch out, Russell, they're coming for you. You're getting too close to the truth. Russell Brand did not kill himself. I know that a year ago, there was a spate of articles. Russell Brand's a conspiracy theorist. Russell Brand's right wing. I'm aware of news media making phone calls, sending letters to people I know. No, for ages and ages, it's been clear to me, or at least it feels to me, like there's a serious and concerted agenda to control these kind of spaces and these kind of voices. And I mean my voice along with your voice. I don't mind them using my books and my stand-up to talk about my promiscuous, consensual conduct in the past. What I seriously refute are these very, very serious criminal allegations. Also, it's worth mentioning that there are witnesses whose evidence directly contradicts the narratives that these two mainstream media outlets are trying to construct, apparently in what seems to me to be a coordinated attack. Now, I don't want to get into this any further because of the serious nature of the allegations, but I feel like I'm being attacked, and plainly they are working very closely together. We are obviously going to look into this matter because it's very, very serious. In the meantime, I want you to stay close, stay awake, but more important than any of that, if you can,
Please stay free.
Yes.
Out of respect for you and your show, I've brought some facts. Would you? If you like, they're actually.
You just get. This is not the place.
I thought you liked facts.
We facts. I love facts.
I wouldn't have mentioned it. I'm English, and you know that politeness is our fundamental religion. But they do pertain to this issue, so may I say some of them?
Please,
if they inconvenience you,
I'll
stop saying them. The pandemic created at least 40 new big pharma billionaires. Pharmaceutical corporations like Moderna and Pfizer made $1,000 of profit every second from the COVID-19 vaccine. More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies in the 2020 election. Pfizer chairman Albert Bourla told Time magazine in July 2020 that his company was developing a COVID vaccine for the good of humanity, not for money. And of course, Pfizer made $100 billion in profit in 2022. And may I just mention, finally, and this is also a fact, that you, the American public, funded the development of that. The German public funded the BioNTech vaccine. When it came to the profits, they took the profits. When it came to the funding, you paid for the funding. All I'm querying is this.
Yes.
Is if you have an economic system in which pharmaceutical companies benefit hugely from medical emergencies, where a military-industrial complex benefits from war, where energy companies benefit from energy crises, you are going to generate states of perpetual crisis where the interests of ordinary people separate from the interests of the elites.
And a couple of quick things I want to say about the COVID-19 vaccines. In my medical opinion, these are the most toxic pharmaceutical products that have ever been released on the market. Most toxic, most damaging. And of course, most profitable. As we heard from Dr. Julie Panes, Pfizer last year made revenues of over $100 billion. That's just Pfizer. That doesn't include Moderna, that doesn't include BioNTech. Of course, you had AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and so on. This is a multi-hundred billion dollar industry, and it seems that nobody cares how many people get hurt, how many people get injured, how many people die. And to give you an idea for the scale of the vaccine injuries, and I've been in this, reporting vaccine injuries for over a year, year and a half. About 10 to 15% of people who've taken the vaccines have had a serious injury. 10 to 15%, this is straight out of CDC, VSafe data, where people were actually recording their side effects into an app. About 10 million people, they didn't want to release the data, they were forced to release it. About 10 to 15% have had a serious injury. About 1% have been permanently disabled. This is coming out of US insurance data, Edward Dowd has been reporting on this, and about 0.1% have died. These are excess deaths that are unexplainable, and 0.1% may not sound like a lot, but that's 1 in 1,000.
I mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm gonna be honest, I have the shingles shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes. Traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
Strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, patience are God's gift to us as men. We have to cherish that, not abuse it. We're human. You get back up. Yes, I've been high up on the mountain. I've been blessed. But that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And it's lonely up there.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know that side. We did not come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Total downpour in New York, ran in cats and dogs, and Trump got out of that car, and he walked over to those guys. Everybody else you could see scurrying off to get run up into the plane so they didn't get their hair wet or whatever. There was two guys that were like tarmac guys who were working on the airfield, and they were going to pull the chocks off of the airplane. They're just soaking wet, and it was cold, too. Trump got out of that car. I'm standing there watching this, and he walks over to these two guys and has a conversation with them for probably 15, 20 seconds. And, you know, he probably said, hey, thanks for what you're doing. And I saw him pull out a roll of bills. Maybe he gave him 20, maybe he gave him 100. I don't know what he gave him, but I saw him hand those guys like a tip in the downpour. He could have just, you know, walked out of his car and walked upstairs and gotten in, and they put a held an umbrella out for him, right? There's a human side of Donald Trump. I saw a guy that I respected at that moment because, to me, he took a minute to say thank you, and I found that to be an extraordinary compliment to them and really a sign of respect for just the working man. And I think that that's what's in Donald Trump's heart.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood. See the shining sea. Beautiful for heroes proved and liberating strife. More than self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy goal. Stern and passion stress, and through fear of our freedom's beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thy every flaw, confirm my soul in self-control at liberty.
God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army. I am enlisted for eternity. I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up, because I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me in entice me or lure me because I am a soldier. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I am a soldier. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. I will win. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Devils cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from this battlefield, he will promote me to captain and then allow me to rule with him. I am a soldier in the army. I am marching. I am claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I am a soldier.
Song shall rise to